The brilliant Joe Jackson stepping out on Phoenix FM Drive at exactly 3:30. Stepping into the studio is Jane Burrows. Hello, Jane.
Hiya.
How are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us this freezing cold day.
Well, it could be worse.
Could be, yeah. There's not a white winter wonderland just yet. We're working towards it. How are you? You're well?
Yep.
Good. Excellent. Thank you for coming in. So you're joining us from Hutton and Shenfield Union Church.
That's right.
Is that your regular hangout?
It is.
Yeah, so we can find you.
A lot of the time, yes.
Marvellous. I hear there's big things happening this weekend.
Well, it's actually the weekend after next.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm getting all my dates wrong. Yeah. So, not this week, next weekend, from the 11th and the 12th.
That's right. Yeah, it's our sixth Christmas tree festival.
Your sixth one?
Yep.
Wow. So what is a Christmas tree? I mean, I guess it says what it is, what it says on the tin.
Yeah, well, we'll have 30 trees in all, actually in the main body of the church and in one of our side rooms.
Oh, wow.
Or two of our side rooms, beg your pardon. And we always have a theme. And this year, the theme is our natural world.
Oh, cool. I like it.
Which seems very pertinent at the moment.
Yes, very well timed.
So each person has named their tree, and the hymn All Things Bright and Beautiful is very popular. We've got five trees using that with various lines from the hymn.
Oh, wow.
And we've got two using the line All Creatures Great and Small, so it'd be interesting to see how they interpret that differently.
So then they're designed and decorated to kind of reflect their name, are they?
Yes.
Oh, what a fantastic idea. So have people been doing this themselves? We've got like each person has a tree?
Well, we've got various groups that enter trees and individuals. Yeah. And we have a junior section as well for the under 16s.
Oh, wow.
And people, when they come along, can vote for their favourite tree. I mean, the winner doesn't actually get a prize, they get a certificate. So you vote for your favourite adult tree,
yeah,
and your favourite junior tree. And I've known people sometimes hang around for about an hour, dashing backwards and forwards to different trees. Are we going to choose this one? Are we going to choose that one?
It's a big decision, I imagine. Yeah. Lots of dreams can be broken or made in this voting process. That's fantastic. So do people bring them in ready decorated, or are they all up to... Well, are they there now?
Well, one or two trees are in the caretaker's back garden at the moment, waiting to come into the church. The church tree itself that we have up every Christmas that isn't part of the festival, that went up yesterday and was decorated.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And then basically on the Friday, the day before the festival, everybody comes in with their trees and their decorations and decorates.
Oh, wow. It's a big decorate-a-thon.
Yes.
I was sort of imagining you would have to put all the lights on and all the tinsel first, so that's a relief, right?
Oh, if we had to do that as well, we'd never get home.
Be untangling lights forever.
Yes. Although, if people haven't got lights, we do have spares. Because we just think it looks better, and particularly once the sun goes down.
Yeah.
And you get the best effect from the trees that do have lights.
Yeah.
So I think just about everybody puts lights on their trees now. That wasn't necessarily true at the beginning.
Yeah, that's it. Like doing a dark tree, you just stand out from the crowd. Yeah. It used to be shining and bright in your face.
That's it.
So how many trees are there again?
30.
30 trees in the church. I've not been, I must admit. So is there room for 30? Could you...
Oh, yes.
Get around them all right.
Yeah, when we have a one-way system.
Oh, right, okay.
Because otherwise the aisles between the pews are quite narrow.
Yeah, I was picturing your average church thinking, where would my local church would be with the 30 trees?
So you go in, up, round the church, down through the two side rooms, and then into the hall for tea, coffee, refreshments. On Saturday lunchtime, there'll be soup and bacon baps.
Oh, yes, here we go.
Sunday afternoon, there's just hot drinks and cakes.
Yeah.
And while we're in there, at 12 o'clock on the Saturday, we've got the Bluebirds Choir, and at 2:30, Hutton Singers. And Hutton Singers have also entered a tree called Knitted Nature, so we're interested to see that.
Wow, Knitted Nature.
Yeah. And then on the Sunday afternoon at 3, we've got the Jam Factory Saxophone Group.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Saxophone jamming going on and all sorts. So this is on Saturday and Sunday, the 11th and 12th of December. Starts earlier on Saturday.
Yep. Yeah, because obviously Sunday morning we've got a service.
Yeah.
So
in amongst the trees.
Yes, actually it's lovely.
I bet it is. Yeah, magical.
And then we actually finish the festival with a carol service.
Oh, beautiful.
And while the carol service is starting, I'm finishing counting the votes and doing the certificates. And then I quickly shove them in frames, take them into the service, and then they're presented to the winners during the carol service.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I was picturing like the election night voting counting going on at the yeah. back. All of you with your big ballot boxes.
Yeah.
And a big X Factor style reveal to vote for the winner. This sounds awesome. So it's all organised in aid of raising funds for St Francis Hospice.
That's right. And they've also entered a tree called Holly Hospice.
Holly Hospice. Oh, that sounds nice. Will there be holly on the tree? I guess we'll have to find out.
Yes.
So there'll be entry by donation. So that's the ICT idea. You go in, you cast your vote and pay for the privilege.
That's it.
To witness them all. How long on average would you say you need to stare at a tree before you can really kind of gauge its awesomeness?
Well, it varies because people are so inventive. I mean, yeah. One year we had bells. I can't remember what vegetable they were made out of. It might have been potatoes, but the clangers were Brussels sprouts. And we had another year with one of the junior trees. The actual tree shape was made out of plastic milk bottles.
Oh, wow.
So people are... another time we had someone who'd got a tree in the corner of their display with like a model village type tennis court and clubhouse and people
that's
playing.
Cool. Yeah.
So people are so inventive.
Brilliant.
You know, it varies a bit on what they've done. I mean, with the one that had the Brussels sprout clangers in the bells, yeah. I spent ages going around the tree trying to see what else they'd done and what vegetables they'd carved things out of. And
that's a brilliant idea. I guess doing this for as long as you've done, what are we on? Is this the fourth?
Sixth.
Sixth year running.
No, we do alternate years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think we'd all be on our knees if we tried to do it every year.
You get like a year to practice at home before you bring in your tree.
Yeah.
Has this made you rethink your own Christmas decorating, though?
Well, often our Christmas decorations are actually up at the church for the festival, so we have to wait till the festival's over before we can think about our own decorations. Yeah.
To go big yourself before they turn up, you get upstaged.
Yes.
So as you're such an experienced Christmas tree connoisseur, let's say, what do you reckon of ours?
Let's have a look.
How would you gauge our Phoenix FM Christmas tree? The lights are off currently, which is a shame.
Yes. But I could do with some candlelight, so you've got to be careful you keep hold of those when I leave.
Oh, okay. They look pretty well tangled on. Good yes. luck getting them off. They've been on since about 1972.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, it's good.
It's good. There we go.
Very,
it's good.
Very sparkly.
Sparkly and good.
I want to say it's got tinsel on it, so you know why it's sparkling.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're not just age. It's sparkles. I'm liking that. We're going to put that on the review board. Jane, thank you so much for joining us. It sounds amazing. So a quick reminder, when and where and what and how.
Right, so it's the Saturday the 11th of December from 10 till 5. And don't forget you can have soup and a bacon bap and things for lunch.
Lovely.
There's refreshments served throughout the festival, but on Sunday afternoon it's just tea and cake. And the Sunday it's from 2 till 4:30 and then the festival carol service at 5.
And then the big reveal
of who's won the prize, the certificates. And then on Saturday afternoon we have the Bluebirds Choir and the Hunt and Singers, and on Sunday afternoon we have the Jam Factory Saxophone Group.
Amazing. So there's events both days. You could in theory go to both.
You could.
And donate twice. Could you vote twice if you go twice? Not that I wanted to rig it.
I probably wouldn't notice because the voting slips are actually anonymous. You just write, because all the trees are numbered, you can just write on the number of the tree you want.
Yeah, oh, okay, right. So if you're really dedicated to the cause.
Yeah, but if I notice the same handwriting 15 times, I might twig it.
Yeah, he's voted in the same handwriting and the same ink.
Yeah.
Bit disproportionate. Amazing. And all the proceeds, of course, going to St Francis Hospice, who do amazing work. And it's where? Hutton and Shenfield Union Church.
Yeah, which is up on Hutton Mount.
Hutton Mount. Easy. Amazing. Jane, thank you so much for joining us. And I wish you luck with untangling all those Christmas lights at the end.
Thank you very much.
You've picked a Christmas song for us on Phoenix FM Drive, as we could do with our Christmas guests. What are we going to play to get us in the spirit?
Did they know it's Christmas? Do they know it's Christmas?
Did they? I think they did in the end.
Yeah.
Bob Geldof made sure. We'll play that for you now, Gene. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas from me as well.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed the interview, then please share it. If you didn't enjoy it, then share it anyway. For more guest interviews like this, or to get the next one delivered directly to your device, subscribe to the Now You're Talking podcast. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts from, and the whole thing has become a huge library featuring well over 150 guest interviews, from music, film, comedy icons to community heroes, local legends, stars of the future, and just about everybody in between. A treasure trove of life's stories from all sorts of incredible incredible people. So for more interviews, podcasts, videos, poems and books, everything I do is available at stuartpink.com.